The views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Welcome and good afternoon. Pharmacist Ben here, sitting in for Dr. Joel Wallach, and you are listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program on the ZBS Radio Network. Thank you for joining us today. It's great to be here. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, and I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. That's because I look at the human body as a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis. But, of course, it does need the raw materials to do that, the raw materials we call diet and nutrition, and more specifically, nutritional supplements, and even more specifically, Youngevity's nutritional supplements. The Youngevity line of nutritional supplements was designed by Dr. Wallach. I recommend it highly. I take it myself, and we are here to help you understand how to use the nutritional supplements, get you off your prescription drugs, and put you on a good program like the one designed by Dr. Wallach and the folks at Youngevity. 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552, toll free. If you've got questions about prescription drugs, if you've got questions about healthcare, if you've got questions, of course, about nutritional supplements, we're here to help you out. We want to hear from you today on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Speaking of prescription drugs, perhaps some of you caught an article that was published yesterday. I read it off of the internet. Apparently, we've got a whole new class of anti-diabetes drugs coming out. Diabetes, of course, is reaching epidemic levels, not just in this country, but across the world. It's estimated that in the last 30 years, mortality rates from diabetes have doubled. Incidence of diabetes has doubled, and there's now about 25 million Americans and almost 60 million around the world, people who suffer from this lifestyle disease, and that indeed is the key point. In fact, nothing exemplifies our fascination and love affair with prescription drugs more than these anti-diabetes drugs, because diabetes is basically a lifestyle issue. It's caused by poor diet, it's caused by lack of exercise, and it's caused by biochemical maladies that have their root in poor lifestyle choices, which means that if you want to correct diabetes, much the same as if you want to correct many of the diseases we suffer from, including arthritis and Alzheimer's disease, even ultimately cancer and heart disease, the biggest killers, biggest disease killers in this country, you need to make correct lifestyle choices. When it comes to diabetes, get moving on an exercise program, even if it's something as simple as walking around the block on a regular basis. Reduce sugars, corn syrup, soda pop, and of course grains. Refined grains are a big problem when it comes to diabetes. Ironically, the American Diabetes Association endorses eating grains on a regular basis. I'm telling you, folks, if you're worried about diabetes or you're worried about obesity, one of the fastest ways to lose weight and one of the fastest ways to protect yourself from diabetes is to get off the pasta and the cereal and the bread. Grains are a huge, huge problem. A lot of people can handle them, but many people cannot. Of course, you need to get plenty of sleep, plenty of rest, and you need to get on a good nutritional supplement program. A good nutritional supplement program will do several things if you're concerned about diabetes. Number one, a good nutritional supplement program will protect your biochemistry. It will enhance your biochemistry so that you can utilize sugar. If you have diabetes or there's diabetes in your family or you're worried about blood sugar, and by the way, many folks are pre-diabetic. They may not have full-blown diabetes, but they may be pre-diabetic. That is, on the road to diabetes, and you can tell if you are pre-diabetic by several factors. One is if you are starting to gain weight, especially around the middle, that could be a sign of prediabetes, or around the legs for women. If your blood pressure is going up, that can be a sign of prediabetes. If your cholesterol levels are going up, that can be a sign of prediabetes. So many folks are on the way to getting diabetes, even though they're not part of this epidemic of diabetes. They may be on the road to getting diabetes. And if you're concerned about that, the nutritional supplements can help strengthen your insulin and protect you from getting this blood sugar disease. alpha-lipoic acid, magnesium, zinc. All of these are wonderful strategies to protect your body from the ravages of excess blood sugar. The B vitamins, especially thiamine and vitamin B3, which, by the way, you get in many of the longevity products, especially the Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine are great sources of B vitamins and many of these minerals. Of course, the longevity Sweet Ease product, the chromium and vanadium product, is very important for stabilizing insulin as well. Dietary strategies, taking good nutritional supplementation, can help protect your blood sugar, and they can also help you naturally reduce your appetite. A lot of the reasons that we snack and we crave certain foods is because we're missing raw materials, we're missing nutrients, and our body is directing us towards calories. Well, if you take in nutritional supplements, you'll find you're craving foods less and less. In fact, you can actually use your cravings to diagnose specific nutritional deficiencies. For example, if you're craving salty foods, many times this can be a sign that you're missing minerals. If you're craving fatty foods, cheese and dairy and chocolate, many times this can be alleviated by making sure you're getting enough essential fatty acids. The Longevity Ultimate EFA Plus E is a great source of essential fatty acids and vitamin E, and you'll find yourself craving these fatty foods less and less, and of course, you're going to also find yourself losing weight naturally. If you find yourself craving sweets, sugary foods, this can be a sign that you need more protein. One of the best proteins I know of in terms of supplemental protein is the Longevity Biolumin Nightly Essence and the Longevity Living Essence product. Of course, Longevity's Nature's Way is also a great source of protein. Protein's very difficult for the body to utilize. You don't get protein from a lot of foods. Even though some foods are rich in protein, cooking tends to destroy protein and make it less usable for the body. So a steak or a piece of chicken is not necessarily a great way to get your protein. On the other hand, a great way to get your protein is to do it in supplemental fashion, in powdered fashion. Indeed, that's how I get my protein needs met. You want about half a gram to a gram of protein for every pound of body weight. That means the average person wants to be supplementing with anywhere from 30 to 60 to 90 grams of Longevity's Biolumin Living Essence or Nightly Essence or the Longevity Nature's Whey. Whey protein, of course, is probably the best protein going. You get not only protein when you do your Nature's Whey, but you also get detoxifying factors and anti-cancer factors as well. You're listening to the Longevity Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. I'm Pharmacist Ben, sitting in today for Dr. Joel Wallach, and we're taking your calls as we always do at 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number, 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552, toll free. We want to hear from you. We're coming back with more good health information right after this. Don't go away. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Longevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Longevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
Hey,
right, we're back in the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Longevity's Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Pharmacist Ben here, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. Great to be here, and thanks for joining us. We're taking your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080. That's your priority line number, 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. Toll free, we want to hear from you, we want to help you out. If you're interested in joining Longevity's nutritional supplement line, if you want to get on a nutritional supplement program, if you want to get off your prescription drugs, or if you've got questions about health and nutrition, we're here to help you out. I'll be sitting in for the next hour or so with my good buddy, Doug Winfrey. Hello there, Doug.
Good to have you on once again.
Thank you, sir. Good to be here.
Hey, you know, you were talking about the grains in your segment there on the diabetes and how people should stay away from grains. I happened to peruse through an article on the internet the other day. I didn't read the whole thing. I just happened to see the headline.
Okay.
And they were talking about that apparently in the last several years there has been sort of an advent of what they called ancient grains. Grains that I guess were popular way back in the olden days.
And Kamu? Was Kamu one of them?
That wasn't one of the ones I saw. There was one that was started with an A.
Amaranth.
That was one of them.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how, you know, of course, in the article they said that, of course, wheat was still king. But I was just curious if some of these other alternative grains that are becoming more popular in some of the health food stores, if they have the same type of effect as far as in concerns of diabetes.
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, first of all, the big problem is refined grains. In the grains themselves, you actually have components, nutritional components, that help you utilize the sugars. And, of course, grains are rich sources of sugar. But most of that sugar is located in the starchy outside portion. There's three main portions to a grain, if you will. There's the outside portion, there's the middle portion, and then there's the tiny little germ portion in the very, very center. The problem with grains is that we tend to throw out that middle portion and the outside portion and just use that sugary portion, that puffy sugary portion in the middle, and a lot of the nutrients that help us utilize the sugar are gone. That's why wheat germ and wheat bran are such wonderful foods. That's the outside and the very center portion of a grain. And that's where you find your zinc and your magnesium and your chromium and your B vitamins, all these nutrients that help you utilize sugar. So the grain itself is not as much of a problem for diabetics as is the refined grains. But here's the real problem with grains. It's not necessarily the sugar, although that is an issue in refining. But grains are rich sources of allergenic proteins. Now, we've all heard, or many people have heard, of something called gluten, G-L-U-T-E-N. And gluten allergy is a very, very big problem. In fact, there's a whole disease that's based in the fact that folks have a hard time with gluten. It's called celiac disease. You may have heard of celiac disease, but you don't have to have full-blown celiac disease to have a negative reaction to gluten or some of these other proteins that are found in grains. Now, your big sources of gluten are wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and those are the four most problematic grains. The other grains that you mentioned, amaranth, quinoa, spelt, those grains don't have as much gluten in them, and some of them don't have any gluten, so some people feel like, well, you can eat quinoa because it doesn't have gluten in it. But it does have other problematic proteins. So while grains can be a good food source, if you have any digestive issues or if you feel uncomfortable after eating any of these grains, that's a sign that you may have a problem, and it's something that you want to stay away from. The real bottom line is, Doug, grains have only been around harvested grains, agricultural grains, have only really been around for about 5,000 years. The Egyptians were the first folks to discover farming, and there's a whole sociological story associated with that. But our bodies are 150,000 years old. So 5,000 years is really relatively recent compared to how old our bodies are. Our bodies were really designed to eat hot protein and small amounts of fruits and vegetables and seeds and nuts, not a lot of grains. So it's difficult for the body to utilize and absorb and assimilate these grains for most people. So long story short, you don't need a lot of grains. Less is more. Less is you could do with less grains. There's a great book that talks about this called what the heck is it called? I'll have to look it up in my library over break. But it's a great book that talks about how grains are overrated in our culture, how bread as the staff of life is overrated in our culture. Tend to go towards more proteins, tend to go towards more vegetables, and then small amounts of seeds and small amounts of fruits. And that's really what we should be basically eating. And it's ironic Because if you look at the food pyramid, of course, they tell you to eat lots of grains. If you go, even the American Diabetic Association, as I was talking about earlier, says to eat lots of grains. We have a culture where we're obsessed with grains. And I'll tell you what, one of the main reasons we're obsessed with grains, Doug, what do you suppose it is?
Because we became societies that needed to depend on having a constant food source rather than being nomadic when we were traveling around finding the nuts and berries.
Well, we'll talk about that when we come back from break. I'm glad you brought that up. Thanks. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I'm Pharmacist Ben. It's great to be here, and it's great to have you with us as well. And we want to hear from you at 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. If you want to chime in on this grain issue, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you've got questions about prescription drugs or health or nutritional supplementation, we're here to help you out. Give us a shout. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. We're coming back right after this.
It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got 2?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben here, along with Doug Winfrey, sitting in today for Dr. Joe Wallach, helping you understand how to use the Youngevity line of nutritional supplements and maybe getting you off your prescription drugs and getting you on a good nutritional supplement program. If you'd like to join in, and we're talking a little bit about grains today, but if you've got questions about other issues, we want to hear from you as well. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552, toll free. 888-379-2552. Doug, the book I was talking about, I grabbed it off my bookcase, is called Life Without Bread. And it's written by a PhD.
And you're not talking about money.
No, I'm not talking about money. You need to have money. But this is the different kind of bread. Life Without Bread is written by a PhD and a MD who studied 10,000 patients and over 40 years, and they figured out that you actually don't need to have, not only you don't need to have bread, it turns out that refined carbohydrates and grains in general can cause big problems. Do you know that carbohydrates and breads can actually cause problems with the digestive system in terms of reducing stomach acid? You know, low stomach acid is a big problem. Hypochlorhydria is a big problem. When you don't produce enough stomach acid, you can't absorb minerals and you can't absorb vitamins, and excess amounts of carbohydrates can actually reduce the amount of acid that your stomach makes. Reducing the amount of acid that your stomach makes not only will cause problems with absorption of vitamins and absorption of minerals, but you can actually have get heartburn, or you can feel that acid reflux from a lack of stomach acid, and a lot of folks are suffering from that. It may be that it's because we're eating too much bread. If you suffer from heartburn or esophageal reflux, gastric reflux, GERD they call it, you may want to consider laying off the bread. Of course, if you have celiac disease or any other intestinal problems, lower intestinal problems, that's another sign that you may want to lay off the bread as well. Even just fatigue may be related to excess ingestion of refined carbohydrates. And another big thing, and we talk about this periodically, but it bears repeating, protein requires acid, carbohydrates require alkaline. If you are eating bread with your protein, neither will get digested, but you'll probably end up absorbing more carbohydrates because of the need for carbohydrates is a little bit more important than the need for protein. So try not to eat your bread with your protein. That's why hamburger is probably one of the most counterproductive foods you can eat. Try not to eat your potatoes with your eggs. Have the eggs first and have the potatoes later. Or even better, you get instead of eggs for breakfast or bacon for breakfast, make your breakfast a couple scoops of Youngevity's Nature's Way. Make yourself a nice smoothie. You can put, if you have to, you can put a little bit of the colloidal of the Ultimate Classic or Tangy Tangerine, or you can put a little bit of juice if you want. I like water personally, water with my Ultimate, Nature's Way, or water with my Biolumin Living Essence. They taste great. You can sweeten it with a little unflavored cocoa if you like, or a little vanilla powder, a little vanilla liquid. It tastes delicious, and it makes a great breakfast. And then if you have to have toast or some kind of carbohydrate potatoes after that, wait 15-20 minutes and have your potatoes, and then both will get digested a little bit better. And by the way, even though we're beating up on carbohydrates, Doug, you want most of your calories to come from carbohydrates, 40% or so of your calories should
but
come from
carbohydrates that are from a complex carbohydrate.
Vegetables, that's the key. Vegetables are interesting because vegetables are the link between the sun and the earth. And what I mean by that is vegetables actually combine sun energy and use that sun energy to manipulate minerals from the earth to create minerals that are absorbable and utilizable. And that's what the Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine products are based on, the fact that vegetables have an ability to use the sun's energy to convert the rocks of the earth into usable minerals. We'll talk more about that when we come back from break and take your calls. If you're on hold, stay there. If you'd like to speak to us, give us a shout at 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. I'm Pharmacist Ben with Doug Winfrey. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network, and we are coming back right after this break. Don't go away.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up.
With their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network. Network.
Alrighty, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program, Youngevity's Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Pharmacist Ben here, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today, 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number, 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. If you want to join in the conversation, we're talking today about grains a little bit and about vegetables. And before we went to break, Doug, we were saying how you want most of your calories to come from carbohydrates. I know we just spent the last 15 or 20 minutes beating up on carbohydrates, but the fact of the matter is you want about 40% of your calories to come from carbohydrates, 30% from protein, 30% from good fats. But the kind of carbohydrates we're talking about, of course, are vegetables. Vegetables have a unique role in our food chain. They are responsible for converting minerals, stones, if you will, rocks, into usable minerals, and they do that using the energy of the sun. In a way, they're the link between the sun and the earth. They're the connection between the two. Now, these minerals, once they've been electrically activated, if you will, become usable by the body. Now, of course, we know that when these plants die off, they leave behind their minerals, and over millions of years, these minerals can become crushed and deposited into large stores, large deposits. And if you scoop those minerals up and put them in liquids, you can get yourself a nice nutritional supplement that is made up of usable minerals. And that indeed is what Youngevity's Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine are composed of. These usable minerals that have been created by plants and vegetable matter over millions of years and left in deposits in various places around the country, specifically, I believe, in Utah. Is one of the main sources of these minerals, and they are usable, absorbable minerals. You can't get minerals from a rock, and that is indeed what most mineral supplements are that you get at drugstores or supermarkets. They're made up of rock minerals. You need to have them activated by plants, and those are what we call the colloidal minerals that you'll find in the Youngevity line of mineral products. In fact, that's how Youngevity was started, really. Dr. Wallach, and I'll tell you what, that guy was way ahead of his time, but he realized that minerals need to be in utilizable form. He knew about the importance of minerals, and he realized they needed to be in a bioabsorbable, utilizable format, and he understood that these colloidal minerals, if you will, these minerals that have been converted by plants, are indeed just that. They're electrically activated, so they are usable, and that is a somewhat simplified version of the chemistry of these minerals, but the fact of the matter is that they are absorbable, they are utilizable, and they should form the core of any nutritional supplement program. If you'd like to know more about that, we'd love to help you out at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552, toll free. I'm Pharmacist Ben with Doug Winfrey, and without further ado, let's see who's on the line. Doug?
Let's head to Ashford, Alabama, and Jesse, you're on with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Jesse.
How you doing there, Pharmacist Ben?
What's up, big guy?
I got diagnosed with MS about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And I'm 6 foot, 227 with 12% body fat.
Okay.
I do lift weights.
Okay.
And I try to take care of myself, but I need to know what minerals that I need to start taking.
Well, there's a lot of them. First of all, you should know that MS is a fatty issue. It's an issue with the fatty part of the body, specifically the fatty part of your nerves. The myelin sheath, you probably heard this. There's a sort of insulation around, a fatty insulation around your nerves, and when that insulation becomes degraded or degenerates for one reason or another, the neural conduction doesn't happen as smoothly as it should, just like with any electrical system. So the first thing is you got to work with the fatty system of the body, and that means fatty vitamins and good fats. Vitamins D, E, A, and K are your fatty vitamins. You can remember them by the acronym DEEK. Just think of DEEK, vitamins D, E, A, and K. Especially, it turns out, vitamin D seems to be very important. Now, many people have a deficiency in this vitamin, which is ironic because it's made by the body. So the best thing to do to get your vitamin D, well, there's two good ways to get your vitamin D. The first thing is to make sure that you're getting enough sun. The sun will hit certain chemicals in your skin, turn it into vitamin D, and that is probably the best way to get your vitamin D. So 15 minutes of sun a few times a week is a nice strategy for MS. There's another way to get your vitamin D, and we'll talk about that when we come back from break, and we'll help guide you through a few good nutritional ideas. So stick with us, Jesse, and if you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you as soon as we can, and if you'd like to speak to me, give me a shout at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Don't go away. We're coming back right after this break.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben here. And we're taking your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080. Or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552, toll free. We're talking to Jesse in Alabama. You there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm
here. Okay, we're talking about MS, and the first thing you want to understand about MS is that it's a fatty condition. condition of the fats that line these neural connections. Myelin is the specific name of the fat, and there's a lot of reasons for that. We don't know exactly what causes that degeneration. Some people feel like it's an autoimmune issue. But if you want to make sure that myelin sheath stays intact, you want to make sure that your fats are correct. And that means, first of all, fatty vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K. I was telling you about the sun for vitamin D. Vitamin D is especially important, as it turns out. But also fish liver oil. Cod liver oil is a great source of vitamin D. And you'll also get omega-3 fats. You'll also get vitamin A and some other fatty factors, if you will. So make sure that you're taking 3 to 6 Youngevity Ultimate EFA plus E capsules a day. Very, very important. And then also you want to make sure that you're getting enough B vitamins. Your B vitamins are your energy vitamins. They provide that spark, if you will. Gives your body a sort of conductivity, improves the conductivity, electrical conductivity of the body, all the B vitamins. You'll get the B vitamins in a nice nice fashion if you take the Youngevity Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine. That's because not only will you get the B vitamins, but you'll also get those trace minerals. And minerals are also very important for electrical conduction in the body, not just the big minerals. We all know about magnesium and calcium and zinc, but trace minerals, the minerals you may not have heard of, like antimony and even things like arsenic, are very important. And they're hard to get in foods these days, so you need to take them in supplemental fashion. The beauty of the Youngevity Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine is that you get them in an absorbable fashion and in a tasty fashion as well. So 1 or 2 capfuls of either the Ultimate Classic or Tangy Tangerine would be very helpful for you. You'll get your B vitamins in there. And then the Ultimate EFA with E, I would be taking 3 to 6, even 9 capsules a day. You can take 3 with every meal, for example, 2 or 3 with every meal if you eat 3 meals a day. And then try and get some sun as well. That will be helpful for you, 15 minutes, 2 or 3 days a week. If you have any digestive problems, that's something else to look out for, because that can exacerbate MS. It can indeed, problems with the digestive system can also be associated, perhaps causally, with MS. So look for digestive issues in terms of specific foods that you can't eat, and stay away from those, because you don't want to be increasing the load on your body's immune system. Okay, I hope that helps, Jesse. That's a lot of information, I know, but even if you do a couple of those things, you should notice an improvement in the MS, and perhaps it won't degenerate any further. So give us a call back if you have any more questions. All right, who's next there, my man?
Let's head to Lockwood, Oklahoma, and Amy, you're on with Pharmacist Ben.
Hey, Amy.
Hello.
What's going on in Oklahoma today?
Oh, well, it's hot here, that's for sure.
It is. Where in Oklahoma are you?
We are actually, I'm from Colquitt, Oklahoma. It's right on the Arkansas-Oklahoma line. We live in northeast Oklahoma.
It gets really hot, huh?
Yeah, it's very, very hot here. But anyway, my question for you today is, I have a 5-week-old son. He'll be 5 weeks old tomorrow.
Okay.
He had, for the past few weeks, he has, after each feeding, I'm breastfeeding him, and after each feeding, he will cry and cry and cry, and
okay.
He will bow his back. Okay. And I took him to his pediatrician, and I was asking her about it, and she was thinking that he might have something wrong with one of his intestines, like maybe a clamped intestine or something like that. So she ordered him to have a scan done, a GI, and we had that done Wednesday. It showed everything was okay, but it showed that he had acid reflux really bad.
Get him on some probiotics.
Well, she put him on Zantac, and I was wondering if
I don't want to get in a position of contradicting your doctor. Doctor's pretty much knowing everything. Wink, wink. But I'm not a big believer in giving a baby drugs. I got a big problem with giving a baby drugs. Okay, I got a big problem with giving anybody drugs. But a baby is going to be more sensitive, of course, to medicine than an adult will, because a baby's much smaller, of course, and their detoxifying systems perhaps are not as developed. So I had a problem with giving a baby drugs. Now, I'm not going to tell you what to do as far as your prescription. That's between you and your doctor. But what I would suggest is that you give the probiotics a shot. Get him on perhaps the Youngevity Flora FX, maybe break open a capsule and sprinkle some of those probiotics in his food. If you have to, you can put them in liquid perhaps. Or how old is your baby?
5 weeks.
Okay, yeah, you're not going to be... just give him a small amount of probiotics. In fact, ask your doctor about probiotics. She should be aware of that. Babies' intestines, babies' digestive systems are poorly developed. When we're born, for some reason or another, our immune system and our digestive system is not as developed as it should be. And there's, I don't know the reason for that, but it's when we're born, it takes almost a year for both the digestive system and the immune system to kick in. That's why mother's milk is so important, because breast milk contains factors that help with the digestive system and help with the immune system. So in the meantime, until your baby's digestive system is fully developed, really you want to consider good bacteria, probiotics. That alone can make a huge, huge difference. Mention it to the doctor, see what she thinks. And suggest to the doctor that, you know, maybe a prescription drug is not a good thing for a five-week-old baby. Just gently suggest
and
that.
And she even told me herself, she said, putting him on Zantac is not going to cure his problem. She said, but it's going to take care of the pain for him. Well,
no.
You know, it's just covering up the symptoms, and I'm even having a hard time getting it down him. He does not like it at all.
Well, yeah, I don't blame him. get him on a good probiotic supplement. Suggest it to the doctor. I like the Flora FX, but see if you can find a good probiotic supplement. If not the Flora FX, find one. I recommend the Flora FX, though.
Okay.
Okay?
All righty. I'll
Thanks
try
for calling.
It. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's kind of an interesting one, Doug. A five-week-old baby on a prescription drug. Interesting.
That is amazing. 5 weeks and
what
already get him on that drug plan.
What
yeah.
can you say? That says it all. Okay, who's next there, my
man? Let's head to Scotts Valley, California. And Meg, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Meg.
Hi, Ben. I got two questions.
I got
one question. I have a friend who's returned to college. She's 40 and having ADD problems.
ADD?
Right.
Okay.
Not
and
being
she's
able
40?
To study. Well, not being able to study and concentrate, distraction.
Okay. Did you say ADD, attention deficit disorder?
Right.
And this is someone who's 40?
Right.
Okay.
She was diagnosed, I guess, and she's already taken all the products and you know, whey, EFAs, minerals, everything, digestive enzymes, mm-hmm. everything, and noticed some improvement.
Okay.
And they put her on Strattera.
Okay. Well, if she doesn't want to be on the Strattera, here's some ideas for you. First of all, you may want to up her EFAs. How many is she taking on the EFAs?
I think she's taking like 9. Or
okay.
Maybe
then that's
6.
Good. Is she okay? Well, see if you can get her on 9 of them.
Okay.
Make sure she's taking enough B vitamins as well. And the B vitamins, it's not enough to take them once a day.
Right.
You got to take them throughout the day.
She does that.
If she's taking them throughout the day?
Yeah, she is.
Okay. Then look also for sugars and refined carbohydrates. Eliminate those as best as possible.
It's all protein and vegetables.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what else. Zinc is a very important mineral for the brain, okay. for brain health.
So extra zinc on top 50, of the minerals?
Yes, definitely. The minerals don't give you the amount of zinc that you need on a daily
okay.
basis.
You need 50, does it matter on what form?
I like zinc okay. picolinate. You can also do monomethionine.
Okay.
Those are probably the two best forms, picolinate and monomethionine. Glycinate's also okay. You always want to make sure you balance your zinc with copper. So 50 milligrams of zinc a day and 1 to 2 milligrams of copper a day.
Okay.
And okay, zinc's very important for the brain. You may want to have her throw in a little bit extra vitamin B3 and a little bit extra vitamin B1. B1 and B3 help the body utilize sugar, and maybe she's getting some good multiple B, as in a B complex, but she may need a little bit more B1 and B3, and those are a couple other things to try.
Now, if she decides to do the Strattera, any words of wisdom?
Don't take it too close to bed, and take as little of it as she needs to take.
Is it toxic?
You know, it's not death. It's not fatal or anything, but the body has to process it like a poison, as with all prescription drugs. And that's the issue with prescription drugs, you know. It's not like you're going to take it and then just keel over and die, but your body has to process it as if it were a poison, and it just increases the load on the body's ability to heal itself and protect itself from poisons. It just puts more work on the body, and that's the issue around prescription drugs. Okay, I hope that helps, ma'am. Thanks for calling. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I'm Pharmacist Ben with Doug Winfrey. Got a few more minutes to talk to you at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080. Or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. You are listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network, and we're coming back right after this break. Don't go away.
The drive is made to the basket. A high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up. The shot is blocked. Here they come down. Theo running the lane. Pass goes to Theo Ratliff. But a slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and two-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Youngevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Youngevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Youngevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. Toll free. And we're talking to Meg in Oklahoma. Meg, you had another question for us?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, go ahead.
I had a question about a cyst. I have a cyst that was removed, and I wanted to know if I could take something to internally as opposed to antibiotics. And also, they told me it had nothing to do with digestion.
Where was the cyst?
It's on my back.
Okay. If it's just one cyst, I wouldn't be too concerned about it, but cysts can be a sign that there's something going on in the liver. Was it on the outside, an internal, like underneath the skin, or did it show up on top of the skin?
Yeah, it was just, I had it for 20 years, and okay. Over a 10-day period, it grew by seven sizes.
Keep an eye on it. That's something you want to keep an eye on. You may want to make sure that you're getting enough antioxidants, vegetable-based antioxidants, things like things that you'll get in the Youngevity Beyond Juice product, or just eating lots of vegetables and vegetable juices. Making sure you're getting enough vitamin C and bioflavonoids, antioxidants, basically. If it doesn't come back, I wouldn't worry about it too much. Keep an eye on it. If it does come back, that can be an issue. Of course, skin cancer is always an issue, or it can be an issue with something with the liver. Usually cysts have something to do with the liver, unless it's something on top of the skin, in which case it could be an issue around some kind of benign or not benign skin cancer, and that's definitely something to keep an eye on. Antioxidants, especially important, as I say, vegetables, Beyond Juice, the Youngevity Beyond Juice product, and make sure you keep an eye on that, Meg, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling, ma'am. Have a great day. Okay, let's see if we can get another call in there before we have to go, Doug.
Let's head to Monroe, Louisiana, and Cheryl, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hi.
What's up?
I have a question. My father and sister actually heard Dr. Wallach speak in Hendersonville, Tennessee, and they are on his program and have recommended it to me, but I didn't know what products that I needed to take for my particular problems.
Okay, which is?
Okay. Well, the biggest problem is the one that's causing me so much trouble right now is that I have endometriosis and multiple uterine fibroids.
Okay.
And, you know, doctors, several doctors have recommended a hysterectomy, which I just have refused to do.
Good for you.
And and I have tried various things to try to cure my problem with my lifestyle and nutrition. I was on the Hallelujah diet for over a year, faithfully.
I'm not familiar. What is that? I'm not sure what that is.
It's a raw vegan diet. It's 85% raw.
Okay.
And with lots of juicing. I did carrot juice, barley grass.
Okay.
I am still using lots of the principles that I learned from that.
Did you notice any improvement with that?
Well, I noticed a lot of improvements in my general health.
But not with that in particular?
I might have noticed. I think the pain got less. Because before I was only having, you know, one, if any, good weeks out of a whole month.
Okay.
It maybe got down to maybe like I was getting as much as 2 weeks out of a month.
A couple things to think about here. First of all, endometriosis can be an issue around sugar, believe it or not, around insulin. And it can also be a problem around hormones, obviously progesterone and estrogen. First of all, any issues around your weight?
No, I'm thin.
Okay. Any diabetes in the family?
Not that I know of.
Okay. So the problem with the Hallelujah diet, as you've explained it, and I hadn't heard of it before, but just the way you've explained it, is number one, if you're drinking lots of carrot juice, you're getting a lot of sugar and without the fiber to protect you. And then also, when some of these raw food diets don't provide you with enough essential fatty acids. And both of those are important factors when it comes to endometriosis. So you need to make sure you're getting enough good fats. That's first of all. And that is omega-3 fats and omega-6 fats. So you want to get yourself on the Youngevity, Ultimate EFA plus E, again, 3, 6, 9 a day, anywhere from 3 to 9 a day, 2 or 3 with every meal. And then also an interesting issue around endometriosis is estrogen to progesterone balance. So try and find yourself a good source of progesterone cream. You may have to have your pharmacist make that for you. And you can also get on the Youngevity Woman's FX product. The Woman's FX product has some estrogenic herbal material that can help balance hormones too. And those are three things that you may want to consider. Endometriosis, as it turns out, is relatively easy to treat given proper hormone adjustment and proper fats. Wish we had more time to talk, but we don't. Time is running out on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program, but it's been great to be here with you folks. Thanks for joining us. I'm Pharmacist Ben. For Dr. Wallach, for Doug Winfrey, for all the folks at the ZBS Radio Network, as always, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.